This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Court TV is making a comeback. Cates Networks, it's part of the EW Scripps company, announced today it's bringing back the Legal Proceedings channel for another day in court. And yes, for those of you who may not have been paying close enough attention, yours truly included, Court TV has apparently been off the air for the past decade. So Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino looks at the challenges and the opportunities in the now booming business of crime time TV.
Court TV launched in 1991 and reached its peak later that decade, taking true crime courtroom drama into the mainstream.
The Menendez brothers on trial, the real story.
It's been a good week for the prosecution lawyers in the O.J. Simpson trial.
The toddler's own mother, Casey Anthony, charged with murder.
In 2008, Court TV was rebranded as True TV, which mostly airs goofy variations of caught-on-camera hijinks. If you didn't notice Court TV was gone, maybe that's because its brand of gavel-to-gavel coverage and true crime documentary is everywhere now.
There's never been higher consumer interest in the drama of true crime programming.
Cates Network CEO Jonathan Cates says that's why the time is right for a Court TV reboot. The network's new version will feature live courtroom proceedings, analysis, and documentaries tapping the channel's archives. But it's going to take a lot to distinguish it in what has become a crowded marketplace. Dominic Patton, TV critic for Deadline Hollywood, points out coverage of crime and trials has become big business for major networks and fodder for podcasts like Serial and documentary series like Netflix's Making a Murderer.
Is there much more competition than there was before? Certainly.
But he says the channel still has a lot of name recognition somehow. The fact that many people didn't even notice Court TV had ceased to exist could mean it will be easier to regain audiences, despite the competition. But it's going to need to get a little lucky. It needs a blockbuster case to captivate public interest.
Ultimately, a CNN or an MSNBC or a Fox News or anybody else, they can't cover it wall to wall because the rest of the world is happening.
And with a seemingly endless stream of legal troubles hitting big-name politicians and entertainers in the Me Too era, he says the network will have plenty to cover when Court TV launches next spring. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.